From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. BNPT ready to protect cybersecurity during G20 summit. Ministry for Human Development and Culture promoting preservation of kebaya as a symbol of culture. Now the news in detail. The National Counterterrorism Agency, or BNPT, has expressed its readiness to take part in efforts to protect cybersecurity during the G20 summit, which will be held in Bali in November this year. BNPT, through its staff, is ready to protect cyberspace and one's data, and follow literacy, secure gadgets, and strengthen passwords. This was conveyed by the agency's chief secretary, Major General Dedi Sambowo, in a written statement received by Antara on Wednesday. G20 is an international forum comprising 19 countries and European Union that would work together to handle major issues. Indonesia is holding the presidency of the grouping this year. He also expressed BNPT's readiness during a focus group discussion of the Cybersecurity Coordination Forum for the G20 summit. The Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture is encouraging the preservation of kebaya as a symbol of national identity and culture. The ministry also continues to encourage the preservation of kebaya clothing as an Indonesian identity in order to foster a sense of nationalism among communities, especially Indonesian women. This was conveyed by Deputy of Coordination for Quality Improvement for Children, Women and Youth at the Ministry, Femi Eka Kartika Putri, as quoted by Antara on Wednesday. She further pointed out that by wearing a kebaya, it will exude the aura and beauty of Indonesian women, which is reflected in the attitudes and behavior of Indonesian women who are civilized and highly cultured. The government is encouraging inclusive and egalitarian economic growth, whose benefits can be felt by business players at various levels. Officials of the Trade Ministry, Widiantoro, made the remark during a press conference on Indonesia Shopping Festival on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He urged major business actors to help micro, small, and medium enterprises so that their businesses can revive and recover after confronting the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. The ministry currently has several programs that can involve collaboration with business actors to expedite the growth of the national economy. The programs include building partnerships between entrepreneurs with MSMEs as suppliers in offline and online retail, such as e-commerce platform and marketplaces. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi has asked all ranks of state-run ferry operator PT Pelni to continuously improve performance by consistently making changes or transformations. As reported by Antara, Minister Sumadi, while delivering a speech at PT Pelni 2022 leadership meeting on Wednesday, explained that the company has been given a mandate by President Joko Widodo to ensure proper sea connectivity. He also noted that there are a number of challenges that must be faced in the sea transportation sector, for example, reaching remote areas and resolving price disparities. China is gearing up for big military exercises in the seas around Taiwan, following top US politician Nancy Pelosi's trip to the island. As reported by BBC.com, the drills are due to begin at 12 local time, and in several areas are due to take place within 12 miles of the island. President Tsai further said Taiwan faced deliberately heightened military threats. Ms. Pelosi made a brief but controversial visit to Taiwan, which China regards as a breakaway province. The drills, China's biggest ever around Taiwan, are Beijing's main response to the visit, although it has also blocked some trade with the island. Ukraine said Russia had started creating a military strike force aimed at President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown of Kryvyi Rih as NATO moved closer to the most significant expansion of the alliance in decades as it responds to the invasion of Ukraine. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the US Senate and Italian Parliament both approved on Wednesday Finland and Sweden's accession to the 30-member North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. Under NATO membership, which must be ratified by all 30 member states, an attack on one member is an attack against all. US President Joe Biden, in a statement, said this historic vote sends an important signal of the sustained bipartisan US commitment to NATO and to ensuring our alliance is prepared to meet the challenges of today and tomorrow. Australia's COVID-19 winter outbreak, fueled by the new Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5, may have peaked already. Health Minister Mark Butler said on Thursday, as hospitals reported a steady fall in admissions over the past week. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Australia is battling one of its worst flare-ups of the coronavirus, driven by the fast-moving new Omicron variants, putting severe strain on hospitals and retirement homes. But Health Minister Mark Butler flagged the worst could be over. Health officials predicted the latest wave could peak only later this month, with some states expecting the spike in infection rates and hospital admissions to ease by late August. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Ambassador to Tunisia Zuhairi Misrawi promoted Indonesian culture and values of the biggest TV network in Tunisia, TV Watania, on July 31, 2022. Ambassador Zuhairi Misrawi on the occasion explained the Trisakti idea of the first Indonesian President Sukarno, namely sovereign in politics, independent in economy, and personalized in culture. Therefore, according to Ambassador Zuhairi, the Indonesian Embassy Tunis pays attention to cultural diplomacy through poetry, film, music, novel, dance, culinary, and idea. Then Indonesia and Tunisia share the same concerns on culture, so the nationality notion stays strong and firm in the hearts of the people. Ambassador Zuhairi also conveyed the need for cultural diplomacy as a bridge to strengthen bilateral relations of both countries. Ambassador Zuhairi saw and felt directly how the people of Tunisia like Indonesian culture. The people of Tunisia appreciated the dance and dangdut music performance as well as the Indonesian food. Therefore, they welcomed the cultural diplomacy initiated by Indonesian Embassy Tunis. Ambassador Zuhairi hopes that the Indonesian culture can be known better in the Middle East and Africa. In the talk show on TV Watania, Ambassador Zuhairi Misrawi also read a poem in Arabic entitled Huruf-Huruf Cahaya Indonesia-Tunisia or The Letters of Light Indonesia-Tunisia made by an Indonesian poet Jamal De Rahman.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, we begin Today in History with the event of 4th August 1961 when Barack Hussein Obama was born. Barack Obama is an American politician who served as the 44th President of the United States of America from 2005 to 2017. He is the first African American to hold the post. Born in Honolulu, Hawaii, Obama was a graduate of Columbia University and Harvard Law School, where he was president of the Harvard Law Review. He was a community activist in Chicago before getting his law degree. He worked as a civil rights attorney in Chicago and he taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago Law School from 1992 to 2004. Let's move to another event on 4th August 1992 when the Indonesian contingent won its first gold medal in the Summer Olympics. The Indonesian contingent won a gold medal at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. Susi Susanti won the women's singles badminton and Alan Budi Kusuma won the men's singles badminton in Barcelona. This is the first gold medal for the Indonesian contingent during its participation in the Olympics since 1952 in Helsinki. We end Today in History with the event of 4th August 2007. The Fennec spacecraft launched. Fennec is an unmanned spacecraft owned by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, the United States of America. Fennec was launched to Mars under the Mars Scout program on August 4, 2007 and landed on Mars on May 25, 2008. The aim of this program was to study the history of water in the Martian Arctic, search for evidence of habitable zones, and assess the biological potential of ice, soil, and atmosphere. Fennec studied Mars soil with a chemical laboratory, microscope, and multiple cameras until August 2008. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda, waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang gagu, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, eh,
kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manis.
tiba cinta.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Peatland and Mangrove Restoration Agency BRGM prepares some funding scheme to achieve the government's target of rehabilitating 600,000 hectares of mangrove in 9 provinces until 2024. In a press conference on Wednesday, BRGM Secretary Ayu Dewi Utari said that the rehab will cost 26 trillion rupiah. She also explained that besides using the fund from the state budget and regional budget, the government is seeking funding from grants or loans and investment for environment service uses. Indonesia has submitted a proposal of a $15 million grant to fund the 2022 Mangrove Area Rehab Program to World Bank. Ayu Dewi added that there is also a funding scheme from Drainage Basin Rehab Responsibility of the Holders of the Forest Area Utilization Permit, IPPKH, with regulation being prepared by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. Ayu Dewi also remarked that the rehab can also use corporate social responsibility and aid from philanthropy bodies participating in mangrove rehab efforts. She further explained that the finance ministry has approved the additional 73 billion rupiah budget for mangrove planting and rehab in 3,548 hectares land across 9 provinces in 2022. The target provinces of the rehab include North Sumatra, Bangka Belitung, Riau Island, Riau, West Kalimantan, East Kalimantan, North Kalimantan, Papua, and West Papua.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Awal
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
On July 26, there was a festival dubbed Festival Kucur at Blambangan Square in Banyuwangi. The festival served numerous varieties of kue cucur or kucur cake, a special snack from Banyuwangi. In the festival, the competition participants served kue kucur with interesting taste and presentation. Regent of Banyuwangi, Ipuk Fistiandani, said the festival was held to show that kue kucur can be made in many ways, so this traditional cake's competitiveness and economic value can soar. Kue kucur or cucur is made from rice flour and palm sugar. It is round and thick in the middle, but thinner outside. It looks brown and tastes sweet, thanks to the palm sugar. Many people know and like this traditional snack. Kue kucur is also often served during events and certainly easy to spot in culinary centers in Banyuwangi. Despite being normally brown, the kue kucur is made differently during the festival kucur. There is red and white one, a green one with pandanus aroma, one colored by squid ink, and a rainbow variant. Some others are made from red velvet, espresso, and cinnamon. All variants of kue kucur use natural base ingredients. It is relatively cheap too, just less than $0.50 per piece.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
The implementation of the G20 Indonesia presidency will be interspersed with several side events in a number of selected cities. One of the side events prepared by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, is the International Wellness Tourism Conference and Festival, IWTCF 2022. This event will take place at Alila Solo Hotel in Surakarta City, Central Java, from 5 to August 7, 2022. IWTCF 2022 is a collaboration among the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, the Surakarta City Government, and the Indonesian Wellness Institute. In addition to the IWTCF 2022 event, there will be a number of speakers from abroad, such as India, Thailand, and Singapore, as well as ambassadors from G20 and Asian countries. According to the Director of Special Interest Tourism of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Alexander Rayan, there are five main activities in the IWTCF 2022, namely conferences, workshops, exhibitions, business matching, and field trips. IWTCF 2022 will be held for 3 days with the theme Sustainability Strategy for the Recovery and Growth of World Tourism Through Wellness Tourism for All, and involves participants from industry players related to wellness tourism from G20 countries, Asian, and Indonesia. For 3 days, the conference event will be divided into several topics of discussion, including the health and wellness tourism framework, wellness tourism destination and inclusive wellness tourism, investment opportunity, and capacity development. Every day at the conference will also be interspersed with wellness moment session filled by trainers of Indonesian wellness methods. Meanwhile, in the business matching activity, there will be a meeting between sellers and buyers. With Indonesia's potential, Alexander hopes that IWTCF 2022 will open up many opportunities for actors to develop potential collaboration between the wellness industry, gain knowledge related to wellness education, and introduce products and opportunities for investment in the wellness sector. Through this event, Indonesia can be seen as one of the leading destinations for wellness tourism. Because based on the map from the Global Wellness Institute, Indonesia has not yet entered the map of global wellness destination. Thereby, the IWTCF 2022 event is expected to be able to brand Indonesia in terms of wellness.
Kau temaniku berlari, antarkanku untuk menggapai hati. Kau saksi.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi listener, now we are going to talk about a song by The Groove entitled Dahulu or It Used to Be. The Groove is a music group formed in 1997, led by Rika Ruslan as the vocalist. The Groove began to be known after debuting with the Kuingin album in 1999. Their top hit was Dahulu. The song is about a relationship that is not as beautiful as it used to be. The success of Dahulu made the young music group GAC recycled the song in 2016. Well, listener, here is Dahulu by The Groove. Enjoy listening to the song.
Dahulu, semua indah. Dahulu, ku menjadi bunga cinta.
Sun. bilang aku selalu menjauh.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, my. semua inginku.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Apa tersimpan atas makna cinta, satu kata hati yang tak bisa memilih. Mengapa kita bersama tak ku mengerti.
Apa tersimpan atas makna cinta,
thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.